Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. It's about 7:06. This part of the show is brought to you by HSBC Bank. Okay. The good news and the bad news.
All right. Big brother. They're doing a celebrity version. And you and I have both been frothing for it.
So, I'm so excited about it.
Right.
And it's happening. And it's starting on February 7th. So, we've got a date. We don't have any of the names of any of the so-called celebrities, the mystery people that are going to be on there. The thing about Big Brother is, when they do it in the summer, it must be 90 days at least, right? I mean, it's on...
It's summer. It's the 90 days of summer, for sure.
So, it's at least that long. And the whole social experiment aspect of it, where it's, you know, 18 people in a house, no contact with the outside world, except with the producers, I guess, who are putting this whole thing together. It's that it makes you go crazy. You might be okay at the 45-day mark. You might still be holding it together. You might have a grasp on reality. But these people, by the end of it, they're out of control. Like, they're just delusional. So the good
I don't like where you're going with this.
We had already heard that it was going to be shorter than the normal one. It turns out now it's 13 nights.
Wait, in a row?
I'm totally fine with that.
I know, Vinny. Well, listen, the other bad news is that they're airing it opposite the Olympics. Mm. You know, it's just counter-programming. Yeah. It's not bad news to me. Anything I want. You know,
is that along the Olympics?
I don't know. What are
roughly?
They, 10 days?
Usually the Olympics are about 2 weeks, I want to say. Who catches the whole thing? Nobody.
You can see anything you'd like to because everything's on demand now. Like,
right.
I don't even think counter-programming is a valid argument for anything anymore.
Yeah.
But that's what they're doing.
So maybe after opening ceremonies, which everyone watches.
Right.
And then after that.
Right. Then people pick and choose the things that they want
to
see.
You hope to see what you want. I mean, even if you say, you know what I really want to see is this, you got to find it.
Right.
Good luck.
At 3 a.m.
Well, that's it. Some of it's live. Some of it's, you know, tape delayed. So you do. And they do those tape delayed package nights. So that is, I guess, how you're seeing it. If you've got only the hour or two to kill, is those tape, they
put together a nice thing for prime
events,
time
every
night.
Right.
So the bad news here, and I'm sure that many people are having the same reaction Hooman had, where I'm fine with it. So the good news is it starts February 7th, and it will be on for 13 nights straight, every single night.
Hmm.
Which, I don't know if it's good or not. I guess it's really going to depend on...
I do. It stinks.
Who, I know.
It stinks.
Stink.
What do you mean you don't know
who
if it's good or not?
The,
it's the wrong way to do it.
I agree. I just wish that it would... It's just such a bummer because I'm telling you, part of the reason that show works is because people go crazy in there. And they're going to have these pseudo-celebrities, and they're only going to have to be in there for 13 nights. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Okay, so you're telling me the reason... I'm assuming... From what you're saying now about the 13-day straight is that there's no way that these big celebrity, superstar celebrities they got to be on Big Brother were going to be able to give up 3 months of their life.
Right.
So the 2 weeks of nightly television of these gigantic stars.
It must mean someone's going home every night, though, so that each episode will have, I mean, I don't know how many people they're getting. Maybe they're only going to start with 10.
I thought I was sort of giving you the intro to start giving us names.
Like, I don't have
where
any
are
names.
The,
no names
who
yet.
Who are these big
no
stars?
No one knows.
I don't have names.
This thing is 2 months away, almost exactly two
it's
months
gotta
away.
It's got to be big stars, though, because that's
Let's hope
why
so.
They would. Because otherwise, medium stars would say, yeah, man, I'm
I
in
got
for
three
45
months.
Days. Yeah. Don't worry about
Listen,
it.
Listen, I got 6 months. I haven't worked in 2 years. Sign me up. Yeah, I guess maybe that does bode well for the caliber of stars.
Yeah.
The problem is, though, that this is one of those shows that only works because it's watching people unravel over time. I hate to say it, but that is what it is. And the way I feel about someone at the beginning of the show is often completely different from the way I feel about them. Like, it takes time to get to know these people, and you have to see what their strategies are and how bad they fall apart as they're... But to know that it's like a vacation for people. 2 weeks, that's nothing. It's just not enough time.
I've seen some names. No. It's the Celebrity Big Brother UK.
Oh.
And the only person I recognize on the list is Scott Disick.
Oh, that's hilarious. Mm. Well, they've been doing a celebrity version of this in the UK for years. Yeah. Like, we always hear about this. And that does seem to be a full-length show, which is probably why they have, you know, Scott Disick is the biggest dude.
Well, it'll still be fun to see whoever they get, if they get big stars, how they function in the group, how they function. I mean, I know one thing as I watch Big Brother, you see people sharing beds or sitting down on your... I wouldn't be able to be okay with that. I'm super rigid about, dude, get your shoes off my... This is where I sleep.
Right.
Well, and big I need
stars,
my bed made.
I'm sure have a whole thing. Right?
You'd think, but we'll see.
Yeah. Well, they'll be like the Gary Buseys who, you know, aren't worried about makeup or brushing their hair or not walking around
wrecks.
In boxers. Like, I can totally picture that guy on the show. And then you've got, you know, maybe some prim and proper starlet who's horrified by him.
Article that says producers are eyeing Blac Chyna.
Oh.
She's going to ruin everything.
Yeah.
She's just such a big personality.
Oh, what is that quote? I don't have it, and Bryn's not here to play
it. Are you texting bitches? Yes or no?
Yes or no?
Yeah, I'm texting bitches.
So gnarly. So gnarly.
Maybe she would be good. She just seems like she'd be super disruptive, but maybe they get rid of her fast. They're going to have to dump someone off the show every single night if they have the normal amount of contestants. But it will mean that there'll be a competition every show, and hopefully whatever. Good news is it's coming February 7th, and the bad news is it's only going to be 2 weeks long. So there you go. There's your update on
all right.
I told you if I got any info, I'll get it to you, and that'll continue. They have to start saying who the celebrities are in the next two. I mean, it's only 2 months away. Although I do suppose that it's airing live. It's airing while it's happening, so I suppose they could book someone big the day before it happened and have a surprise person walk in.
They didn't lock in the judges for American Idol until the day before they started filming. Remember that?
Well, they locked in Katy Perry and then pretty much, you know,
everybody
ate
else
the whole
was
budget.
A mystery.
Right. Meghan Markle.
Yes, the new princess.
Yeah, she's about to marry Harry. I have some details on the wedding, but also TMZ did a little digging and wanted to let us know that Meghan Markle is remarkable. She's remarkable. So she's on Suits, which is one of those shows that
nobody's seen
or heard of. It's been on this, but it's been on for like 7 years.
Quietly,
I don't know it. Yeah,
quietly on
at
there.
All.
She was also on the show Fringe and a show called Cuts. It lists her as a hot girl in the 2005 film A Lot Like Love. But I guess that, this is an old acting resume of hers that TMZ found. And so she had a skills section. She says she's proficient in just about every sport, including baseball, golf, swimming, horseback riding, snowboarding, and baton twirling.
Oh. She's missing a few there, but okay.
She claims she's well-versed in more than a dozen forms of dance, speaks three languages, sings pop and country, and plays guitar, drums, and finger cymbals.
Okay.
She also has some circus skills. She juggles.
Are finger cymbals a thing belly dancers use?
Yeah. Aren't they little, not castanets, but the little cymbal, the little ding, ding.
Right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Little.
Did she put belly dancing there on her list of dancing?
Well, she does have more than a dozen forms of dance listed, so right. I don't have the full list, but I'm going to assume that, yeah, belly dancer's on there, Vin. I mean, if she she plays the finger cymbals, we have to assume. And she juggles, and she says she's also a DJ, a masseuse, and a stripper.
Wow. She's talented.
Yeah. Like, that's quite a little resume, isn't it?
So where was this resume put? Was this her LinkedIn page?
This was, they said it's an old acting resume where she was basically listing her skills for whatever producer would.
And you keep saying skill. Does she have that written there?
Skills? No, I like, I, if I ever write the word skills, I put a Z on it. Got it. I mean, okay. You know, mad skills. I like that. They are going to be getting married at Windsor Castle, St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle. They say it's a pretty small place, but don't worry, you're going to get to see it because there'll be cameras everywhere inside.
What you'd expect,
fully,
right?
Yep, fully televised event. The whole world will get to see it. They say the wedding's still in the early planning stages, but they will allow the cameras in. It'll be a pool camera, meaning that, yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Do we know what Harry's ratings are versus...
Ratings?
Yeah. What's the other son's name?
William.
Do we know what Harry's ratings are versus William's ratings? As in, which brother is most beloved by the country? The young rascal...
Who wore the Hitler costume to his college frat party.
Right, and has been caught naked
playing
in Vegas.
In Vegas. Yeah. Right. He's a bit of a bad boy.
I'm guessing he's got quite a following, but I'm wondering
if
he's
also the better looking of the two.
Bigger than Williams. Any ideas?
I don't know.
I'm going to go with him.
Harry.
Harry's the far more interesting brother.
Yeah.
So you think that there'll be a nice turnout for this then?
Oh, I'm sure people will love it. And America, you know, has a vested interest.
We have our own.
We're donating an American
right.
to that cause and
joining the family.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's wonderful. So no, I don't have official ratings on
numbers
the royals.
On
no.
either of the boys. Okay.
So it's going to be a pool camera, which means they'll set up cameras with good angles and any media outlet can pull from those cameras, but they're not going to allow news people in. Hmm. It'll just be cameras you can get. About 23 million Americans and 27 million Brits tuned into Kate and William's wedding back in 2011. And they're saying that's the contest number, like to see how many more or less, more or fewer people. Mom's, Jesus, she's in my head. To see if Harry and Meghan's wedding will beat William and Kate's wedding or lose to it. Which will be the more popular? I guess that'll be our rating.
I'm telling you, there's got to be some kind of idea. You know, they probably even have demographic breakdowns on who likes what.
Right.
I would think
someone
Harry
has
would
done
be
this research.
More highly rated than William just because William is too much like the dad.
Well, and Williams led a very unexciting life. I mean, look, he might have had a share of excitement, but he seems to have walked the straight and narrow. He joins the army or Royal Navy. I don't know what he was in. He was like a helicopter pilot, right?
Yeah, but wasn't...
Harry did that, too.
Harry did that, he? Yeah, he was in the military as well.
It's weird. It seems like his antics kind
in
of
fact,
obscured that.
I actually think Harry fought and the other one didn't.
Oh, like they said, you can't go
or
fight.
Or got as close as they'd let him get to it.
I had heard that they specifically, they didn't give him desk jobs, but they wished that they could have.
So Harry was an officer commissioned as a coronet, a second lieutenant in the Blues Royals.
Oh.
And this is the cavalry of the British Army.
Cavalry.
How exciting.
But I do actually, I don't follow this stuff, but weirdly, I remember him saying something about, I want to be with my men, which is.
I thought that was William who said, I want to go.
I don't think that was maybe I could be wrong.
I don't know. Because I've definitely heard that as well. Like, I was bummed because they didn't let me go. But that's because I have these royal obligations.
Right.
Well, anyway, the wedding's happening May 26th, so that's Memorial Day weekend, which is great. I mean, you can have a whole royal wedding party and then have 2 days to recover. You know, they're saying the precise date will be revealed next week. It looks like it's sometime over Memorial Day weekend, which is also a British... Memorial Day isn't their holiday, but they have some bank holiday that same weekend. Something else, though. They are giving... so there's that. That's the... Oh, there it is. It's... Yeah, it just says some kind of bank holiday in the UK. Stranger Things.
I'm rewatching it. I loved it so much.
So you started again with the first one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good
idea. I loved
it
so much. And I never rewatch things. Right. I usually feel like, okay, I've seen that and I don't have much time to be wasting. And yet, it's just one of those things I got such enjoyment from the story. And I didn't... It's fantasy, horror, whatever it is. I just didn't feel like I had to poke holes in it. I just let it play.
Right. I like that. You suspend all disbelief and just enjoy.
Right. And I just loved it. So, yeah, I've been watching, I don't know, one episode a week, two, maybe, if
with
I have
the
time.
Misses or?
We started that way, and then she wasn't around, and I had to keep moving.
Good for you.
When we got back to it, she goes, we're on seven?
No, we're not.
No, you're on
you
two.
We are on
I'm
seven.
On seven.
And I'm not going back. I just
Sorry,
watched those.
Bub. Yeah, I already did those, so...
You guys got to watch Godless on Netflix.
How is
really,
it?
Really, really good.
I'm hearing
the Western
good things.
One?
The Western.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. I'm super bummed because we're watching it with our son, so we can't watch it alone.
Well, you can. You're just nicer than me.
Right.
And you choose not to move on.
Well, I would probably just watch it, but John's like, no. So Netflix has just, surprise everyone, the uber successful Stranger Things has been renewed for season 3. At Netflix. Do I see a date here? I don't. But anyway, they're saying, you know, Netflix doesn't release viewership information, but Nielsen estimated that they had about 15.8 million viewers, 15.8 who watched the season 2 premiere within 3 days of its launch. And they also found, they believe that 361,000 Netflix subscribers streamed the entire nine episode second season within 24 hours. What do they call that? Binge racing?
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole new category of people who...
It's a mistake.
I agree. You miss a lot. You know,
you're ruining
it. Cramming it. It was also crowned the most popular show in the country, according to a data analytics company called Parrot Analytics. And even without ratings from Netflix, they're saying that Stranger Things is the service's biggest franchise. It got 18 Emmy nominations, took home 5 awards, and it's putting Netflix in a whole new category of necessariness.
Oh,
yes,
my God.
Vinny, what is it?
I can't believe we didn't talk about this yet.
What?
When we were at the Bay Club on Friday.
You went to Netflix?
No. He went to Hooman went to Netflix.
He did go?
Someone came over and invited him over to Netflix.
Yes, it's very true.
Tell us everything.
So,
in your back pocket was your movie Olive that you filmed 5 years ago?
Ten.
No. So what happened? First of all, Britain's like fifth cousin works there. Oh. And he hadn't seen her in... like 12 years or 8 years or something. So she and him were like reunited. On top of that, this wonderful human being named Rosie came over. And she's, you know, I guess one of the big recruiters over there. And so Rosie invited us over. And then all of a sudden, Britton's reunited with his cousin he hasn't seen. And we had breakfast. We all hung out and, you know, talked.
You had breakfast at Netflix?
Yeah. A second breakfast.
Right after the
broadcast. And then right after.
But actual food, not a movie about food.
Yeah, not a movie about food. We actually ate.
Yes.
How was the food?
It was great. You know, we had scrambled eggs and
bacon.
No, I'm not. That's risky.
Was that available?
Well, I'm sure it was. I just had potatoes. Potatoes and hash browns and toast.
While you talked about getting your movie some kind of distribution on their network,
I asked some questions.
Oh.
And she said, listen, all of the movie making, all of the movie funding, all the movie stuff that we do at Netflix is all done out of the LA office. And then we just talked about recruiting.
And they just make lunch in the Los Gatos
they
building.
They do their, like, their recruiting.
Stranger Things.
Technical stuff. And that's what she told me.
Well, that's a so gentle way of saying
that's bunk.
I don't want to force it down anyone's throat. I just wanted to, I just enjoyed our time. We got a tour. It's really.
I think the throat forcing has to start happening pretty soon here,
no,
buddy.
Really,
you know, that girl's busy. About to graduate from college.
Is she? It'd be a nice gift for her. Hang on.
The girl, by the girl, you mean Olive.
Olive.
The girl who played Olive in his film.
8 years old in his film and is about to graduate from high school.
Well, things take time.
Things do take time, Pooman. Well said. All right, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
The changing face of health care. Also, waffles.
Oh, I love waffles.
Waffles are delicious.
Oh, my God, I can totally go for waffles.
Santa Claus and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. This part of the show is brought to you by Sovereign Health. Yuzette and Hooman and Bryn were all back at the Westfield Center on Saturday. You guys did like a little Christmas shopping appearance.
Yeah, we did. We took pictures with Santa.
Oh.
We wrote, so it was, the event was Santa Salutes, Operation Santa Salutes.
Correct.
And so we also wrote a bunch of Christmas cards for military personnel.
That's so nice.
Yeah, I was writing all this cute stuff.
You're good at that.
So that was fun. And then we went with some ambassadors of Westfield and went around the shopping center to different stores. It was
so
fun.
Oh my God, how fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. Hooman, see that? That's a jacket, right?
Yeah.
Hooman bought this jacket.
From Michael Kors.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy! It basically looks exactly like all of our puppy coats,
jackets,
but it has two Jeff Probst style pockets on the front.
Uh huh.
Yeah, it's really
that is a very nice jacket.
My last one ripped, so
it doesn't
thought it was
have
time
the elastic, the tight bottom. It has like
it doesn't.
A,
yeah,
it's like loose. A straight. It's nice. Yeah. Come in here, show Vinny that.
Took him a while to pick that out.
I already noticed it.
It's a good looking jacket.
It even has a point collar like a shirt would.
Oh yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. You're right.
Yeah.
Oh, that is very handsome.
I posted a picture of it on my Instagram, Hooman TV, if you want to check it out.
It's slimming, too. You look,
I know. It is really nice. We were all watching him change, try it on, put it back, try it on again, put it back.
We posted a couple pictures as well on our on the Alice973 Instagram, if you want to see those. But did you mention the candle shop we went to?
Oh, we did. We made candles.
I wondered about your candle.
This isn't the one we made, but the one we made is going to be picked up today
because
it takes like an hour and a half to let it rest.
Sure.
Yeah. 676 candles. Did I say rest? You know what's
like
on my mind.
Candle rest.
676 Candles Company.
It's getting cranky.
Ed there.
Yeah.
Showed us how to make a candle.
That's
super fun. We had a really good dive of chocolates. We did strawberries, dipped the strawberries in chocolate.
Really?
Yeah.
That was fun.
I mean, it was such a kind of cool, curated tour.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm at that mall every single week, or at that shopping center every single week because the movie theater's right, you know, inside and across the street. But I've never noticed so many of the cool shops there.
Yeah, really nice. So, I wrote a little list of names for everyone. Francesca and Lauren, who work for us, our sales department, they were there. Both events we were at, as well as the Christmas tree lighting. Amanda, Kimberly, Samantha, Arturo, and Miguel were all people from Westfield that really helped us out. And, of course, our team, Michelle Bergman, was there.
Oh, you guys love Michelle.
We love her so much.
So we're going to be giving away gift cards for the 12 days of holiday.
Right.
Which we're doing this year. And so you can win a Westfield Shopping Center gift card and experience all this for yourself. Oh, my God.
I know. That starts on Wednesday.
All right.
One other thing I want to point out is Architectural Digest ranked the best Christmas trees in the country.
Yeah.
And that one that we lit at the Westfield Mall is basically in their top five.
Oh, it's fascinating, that tree.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody go and check it out.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Ease back into your routine today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/routine to get started.
Thanks, Bay Club.
Here's what's happening. CVS. you know, the drugstore.
Yeah, I know it.
They're buying Aetna, the insurance company.
What is this going to look like?
It's going to change the way we drugstore, everybody. The second largest U.S. drugstore chain is buying Aetna, the third largest health insurer, in order to push much deeper into customer care. They say the evolution won't happen overnight, but in time, shoppers may find more clinics in CVS stores and more services they can receive through the network of nearly 10,000 locations that the company has built.
It's very, it's an interesting concept that those two things would work together. And I wondered, too, like, you know, maybe they'll even be able to work out drug prices and stuff with, you know, because isn't that what insurance companies do? Like, this is what we're willing to pay.
Yeah.
Well, you've seen already drugstores start to take more seriously their presence in the community. Like, I remember the announcement, we're not going to sell cigarettes anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of go, yeah, duh.
Makes sense.
You're a drugstore, but you're selling
unhealthy things.
Doy, dur, bleh. Anyway, I go and get my flu shots from the drugstore.
Right.
And so there's someone there that does those, and your network info is already with them, so they know
it
how to get that.
Very convenient, especially if you were an Aetna customer already, to be able to walk in there and use their clinic as opposed to hitting up your regular doctor.
They'll be pretty much a soup to nuts health company, except for the hospital part of it, said Craig Johnson, president of Customer Growth Partners.
Very interesting.
I think he means nuts to butts, but whatever.
I was thinking the same thing.
His mistake.
It's Christmas time. Let's let it go.
Right. Let's be generous with
him. We won't get fooled
Craig
again.
Craig Johnson. Oh, I wanted to let you know, Sarah, with the big moon we're having, that
yes,
the king tides are here and it's going to be wet down there.
I heard that this morning. There's a few roads that always flood when the tides are high.
There
I don't know why they don't just
warnings
build those higher. But.
And wind warnings today, so be ready for that. Even though we've got sunny skies out there, there's some weather.
Yeah.
And it's going to be wet down there.
Down there. On the ground.
And on the road you're going to drive home, I bet there'll be some...
I actually don't take that exit when there's
some cones and some rerouting, some troubles.
I go to the next exit.
All right.
Thank you, though. Thanks for the heads up.
You know how to back way it then? That's what you're saying?
I do.
All right.
Has to be done.
Watch your kids, everyone. Here's a warning. During the winter holiday season, this is a USA Today snapshot. An average 40 U.S. home fires per day are caused by children playing during the holiday season. I guess that's, you've got more fires in the fireplace, you've got more candles and other things.
Or even like Christmas tree lights.
I've heard that the Christmas tree lights can often spark, and it sucks if your house gets burned down by your Christmas tree.
Makes me nervous.
Right. It's supposed to be a joyful thing.
Makes
me super
nervous.
Do you unplug your lights at night?
I unplugged it last night at, whatever, 8:45 as I was getting myself ready to go up and go to bed. Because, I'm totally nervous
about that.
That
was a big deal growing up.
Yeah, got to unplug that.
Oh, I don't want no
trouble.
But
watch out for that cat if he likes to attack things. Then.
You know, if that cat lights my house on fire, I'm going to be really mad at him.
How's he doing with the new
He's all good. Yeah, the medicine he's on.
He hasn't picked a new spot to pee in.
He's super helpful.
I like the new house.
Anyway, I have limited time to begin with here. Let's just get to it. Facebook has rolled out a messenger app just for kids. It's going to piggyback on mom's Facebook page, so the kid doesn't have to have a Facebook page, but it'll be a way for your kid to talk to
grandma or
another kid.
Oh, only kids.
It's a kids messenger app,
and you'll be able to see it because it's on your
page.
You'll
have to befriend the moms or dads, befriend each other through the app, and then the kids can talk through the app amongst themselves. I don't know what parent wants their kid to get more screen time. So I haven't really thought this through enough to see the upside.
Does a parent get to monitor the conversation?
Full on. Absolutely. I guess that's the selling point, is you're in control of the conversation at all times.
Right.
You can get, you know, let's say some kid uses language or does something that you're not happy about, you can block that kid and your kid can't bring them back because mm-hmm. you're in control of the whole deal. Mm. I don't know who wants more screen time for their kids. They've already got enough. But
well, I don't
this
know
is...
who's, you know, I mean, that might work for a 7-year-old, but it isn't going to work for an 8-year-old. Like, by the time they're in school, they believe me, the other kids are telling them what other, there's social messaging things that we have no idea about.
Well, they use Kick and they, yeah, WhatsApp, and there's a bunch of different, or Snap. There's lots of ways they can communicate for sure.
If you put a phone into a kid's hand, you have now lost control of their interactions with other children just the way you would have in the olden days. You cannot control who your kid talks to. And you can't be friends with every parent that has a kid that they're... I mean, you know. Just make sure that you've laid out the ground rules about how you want their interactions to go. I think we need to be really specific with our kids. Things like this are okay. Things like this, not okay. Don't put your head in any shots. That's the important one, kids.
I don't know if that's good.
Listen,
think that's
you might
good.
As well
Let's
tell him. You might as well tell him. Start
We're
early.
Need to edit that one.
Start,
out.
Yeah, start him early.
I don't want to.
Start him early. Someday in the loft, in the far distant future, you're going to be taking pictures of stuff. Make sure your face isn't in them. That's all. Just, you know, lay it out while they're still listening
the
to you.
The whole room took one step back and left Sarah standing there in front of that
Sarah's
one.
Sarah's fine with it and used to it, too. You bastards.
The whole point of a Waffle House is that it's always there for you when you need it. Breakfast, dinner,
waffles.
Middle of the night, waffles. Waffles. Even if you're eating alone on Christmas, there's the Waffle House for you. So a 36-year-old guy named Alex Bowen made the news because he was loaded late last Wednesday. By loaded, I mean drunk. And decided he needed some waffles. So he went into the Waffle House in West Columbia, South Carolina, and when he got there, the one employee working that night had fallen asleep in a booth. Mm. So Alex hopped behind the counter and cooked his own meal.
Oh.
He says he cooked himself, quote, a double Texas bacon cheesesteak melt with extra pickles.
Is there a waffle involved in that?
Nope.
Okay.
And then he posted it on Facebook with pictures. And it went viral, and of course... Now the employee at the Waffle House is the one who's catching it.
Well, is he fired?
A Waffle House spokesperson said they've apologized to Alex, although it doesn't seem like he
needed
that. No,
it seems like he had a great time.
They've suspended the employee who was asleep, and they really hope in the future no customers go behind the counter and make their own meal. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah, he's having a party, a drunken party.
I want to see this thing. Oh, it doesn't show the actual item that he made, but yeah, he looks wasted too. He's a little unfocused.
Oh, glassy-eyed.
Yeah. Boy, he put a lot of bacon on there. Mmm, that looks good.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things that you guys had to say. Vinny, don't go to Valley Fair. They have construction going on. It's crazy even trying to get there, says 831.
Oh, poor Valley Fair.
Valley Fair is excellent. And by the way, it's been under construction for years, it feels like.
It never stops.
I don't even know. There's nothing. And I think most of that was getting some more parking.
Oh, well, that's always good.
Well, yeah. Yes, absolutely. What did Sarah and Vinny read that was so awesome? I missed the name of it.
Ready Player One.
Excellent.
By Ernest Cline.
It's excellent. It's an excellent story, and it's going to be a movie next year, so you want to read it before that.
And luckily, I actually have some hope for this movie because Spielberg is directing it, and the trailer's great. So good. The Sixers, get them.
408 says, I don't know, Vin. Verlander dates Kate Upton, and that won him a World Series. Romo might just suck.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't that. It affected his performance. I was saying he caught crap because he was dating Jessica Simpson,
right.
And when they weren't winning, they blamed it on her.
There she was, still sitting in the stands with his jersey on.
Right. No, I think he sucks, and I don't like the Cowboys either. So I'm actually fine with them losing forevermore.
And he was I think he's a better broadcaster than he was. I mean, I don't really know what his record was as the quarterback of the Cowboys, but he was so funny, and I found him charming and, like, good insights.
Yeah,
and
I saw him for the first time in, I don't know, the last couple weeks, and he was all right.
Yeah, thought he was really good.
4 and 5. Hey, Vinny, I heard you mention the Niners and Raiders won, but neglected to mention the Warriors. No, we don't do all the stuff. We have, and actually, if you're a sports fan and you just want sports, you can go to one of our other stations, The Game.
Our sister station.
95.7 The Game has nothing but sports. Right. But we don't, that's not.
We do a little. We just do a little.
I just wanted a quick mention of the, you know, the football weekend, and then that's the end.
I like your synergy there, Ben.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, is it that time already?
It is.
Well, I got a really nice email from someone who was out with us on Friday. On Friday, we did our big donation drive, and I got a very nice email that I'm going
to read. From Los Gatos?
No, they stopped by the Marin location. Okay. But still, they appreciated everything that all of us did. I mean, it was a team
effort.
You know
what? I actually wanted to, I'll mention it when we do the segment, too. A few of our friends who usually help us for the toy thing have been like, hey, are we? No? So yeah. we'll talk about that when we come back, too.
We've also got, I have the charts for last week. So, Hooman, front and center, coming up next.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.